The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that thinks she's an Italian transsexual man trapped in a woman's body. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to tonight's episode number 69. What? Dirty dirtiness. Yes, it is 69. Brrr. With me, as always, my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What up?
How's it going, baby?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Yeah, we're trying to have a special guest over here, but she's not very welcome.
No, she's not. Your pussy's just always flinging itself anywhere it feels like going.
It's very unruly.
It really is. It needed some discipline early in its life, and it would have been fine.
It got no discipline at all.
Nope. Now we have an unruly pussy.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Throw water on it.
So yeah, if you're listening, you're listening on RazRadioLive.com, or you're catching me on my YouTube channel, Kinky Katie Radio.
After the fact.
After the fact, right? in little chunks and stuff, but it's all good. If you want to give me a call, if you want to give us a call, 941-421-0401 is the number to call. And if you want to get me on Twitter, it's at Kinky Katie Radio. And like I said, there's no point in giving out yours.
No. I'm not all that social. What do you want me to say?
Every once in a while, I'll let you out of the closet to do stuff that I need done.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. In a controlled environment. You can't just let me willy-nilly be talking to people. I can't do that.
It's fun, though.
I'm sure it is.
It terrifies people.
What terrifies people?
Well, when you just talk willy-nilly to people.
Yeah, well...
Well, it doesn't always terrify. It's just, it's fun. Sometimes we have to stoke each other.
Do we?
Get it going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
What are we stoking? You went a little Woody Woodpecker on me.
No.
For those of you who don't know who Woody Woodpecker is, well, look it up.
Google it.
No.
Oh, man. That's actually a little scary.
Why is it scary?
I don't know. Well, just.
That was like a it's making me feel 70s old. Cartoon, really.
I know. It's making me feel old. All right, so debuting on the intermission tonight is going to be kind of the version of Kinky Katie's World, but sped up in like chipmunk mode. And we're going to start putting these out in bits and stuff on a YouTube channel. But we need to come up with a name and we need to know if you like it. So get me on Twitter or email me, kinkykatieradio@gmail.com. And
after you've listened to the bit, really.
Yeah, or leave a comment on the YouTube.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to like put it on YouTube. I wasn't going to go crazy. I was just going to like put it out. I might make it available like a podcast so it can show up. But I mean, yeah, you go. You started like listening to them because I
love it. It cracks me up. It makes me laugh so hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was listening to them fast so I could listen to them fast. And not take an hour to listen for an hour. And then you would listen in sometimes and just crack yourself up.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. It made it so much better. I don't know if that's like narcissistic or conceited or something. But
I don't know what it is.
But damn, it is so friggin' funny. It just as the voices. It's was all talking about Chipmunk.
Nice.
I can tell the whole story like this if you want me to.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I know. Just people probably shoot me. So, yeah, I got a lot of stuff coming up this week, actually. Check my Twitter because Wednesday I will be doing double duty. I'll be doing the Stoner Jesus show at 3:30 in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. And then from 10 p.m. to midnight, I'm going to be on the Trippy show. So
where's the Trippy show at?
The Trippy show is at Radio IO Bubble One.
You got it. They're like on right now. Actually, don't change the station, though. Fuck that. Yeah. I don't like them that much, really. They're cool guys and all, but really, you know.
Listen to them on Wednesdays.
Yeah, you know. This Wednesday's a good day to listen to them. Check
or
them
switch
out.
Over at 11, because they're on for till midnight.
Well, however you want to do it. Just don't leave us, please.
I love you. I'm just like a cheerleader tonight, in case anyone is wondering. I don't care.
That's what that is?
What would you think it is?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was doing stuff, and you showed up and were dressed, and I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, I can't do it naked. I mean, I could, but then we couldn't have the video on YouTube.
Well, no. I could just black it out. That's all that's going to happen. I just have
sensor
to
sensor bars.
Yeah, that's what would happen. Sensor bars.
Maybe I should do a show naked. Well, I know. That's kind of risky. At least wait till the 6 months are up, right?
Well, I mean... You know, I can I can censor it out and all. I mean, that's cool and all. It's just like one other thing I got to put into a video. I mean, I already got to put the little title up and all that because we can't make a regular thumbnail. We're not allowed. We can't be trusted with thumbnails. They don't trust us with thumbnails now.
Jesus.
So we got to put it through the whole video. Anyway.
Anyway. All right. Yeah. Well, whatever. So let us know what you think. I want to know names for Chipmunky stuff. I do want to talk about, since it's on every TV show and everybody's mouth and social media and shit already, Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner, the woman.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was actually, I didn't know what to think about the whole rumor that he was becoming a woman. That it, you know,
I believe it.
Well, I mean, I didn't even, who knows? Like, they could have went on that show Friday night and went, fuck you people, you guys bought it.
But
I mean, there was a distinct possibility it all could have been bullshit, and I really believe him. I mean, after listening to the interview and stuff,
the Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, no, I mean, he really did. That's his gig, man.
That's what he wants to do.
Wants to live as a woman.
I say go for it.
Fuck it, yeah.
I was just really surprised that they were saying that Khloe was the one that was having the biggest problem with it.
Yeah, wow. Well, because she's already like part of bridge troll, so she ought to be more.
I don't know. I thought she'd be a little, you know. And then the whole thing that they were saying, because it's no secret that I hate Kanye West, but
well, you're not really alone. He's kind of a smug prick.
Yeah,
so he's easy to hate.
I don't like him. No, he's easy to hate.
Yeah, no. Good one.
So
you've been saving that one?
No, I have. No.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
Wow.
No, Kim really wasn't into it, and Kanye was the one that kind of helped her have a better understanding of what was going on.
Well, I mean, and that's what they're telling us, so.
Well, yeah, and see, that's true, too. And then that whole Kris Jenner said, I would have said something if they would have asked me to. And I agree with the bullshit. You would never pass up any chance to be on TV or in the media in some way.
Well, I don't think she was necessarily rooting for this way. To be honest with you, I don't think that was her first choice.
I agree, because she knew before they got married.
Fuck yeah. I think she did, of course.
No, she did. She did. They said it.
She did.
No.
it's on Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
It's been sourced. It's true.
I wonder if I have a wiki page.
I don't know. No. Let's not think about things like that.
Why?
Please.
That would be an interesting bit of information.
Would it?
I think it would be.
Okay.
Well, because people could throw in there and anonymously that have known me since growing up. She blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Sourced. Here. Yeah, I got the video to prove
they
it.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it later. Oh. Also, fuck it, I don't care.
Way to stick to it there. You almost followed through with the thought. It was close. You were like grasping.
I did. I lost it though.
Well, that sucks.
I really, well, you know, I really expected Bruce to come out and do the, like, finish the interview, at least show up as a woman.
No.
Because when they went to the closet and he's like, this is what I'm going to wear tonight. When they went out to dinner, I thought they were going to at least show a picture or something.
Yeah. Well, if I was his publicist, I'd tell you, I'd tell him to wait for the show he's doing.
The bigger, yeah, but his kids are kind of goading him not to do the show because they just think it's going to be.
Oh, sure they are. Sure they're goading him. Yeah. But no, please don't stop.
Oh, but that's what I was going to say too, is maybe Kris Jenner, the whole Jenner group, Kardashians, whatever, maybe they're under contract from E! And they can't say anything because they're still doing the show.
I know. That's just, it's the way they want to spin what their reaction is. It was like completely calculated. They all had what statement they were going to have. Like, as far as their part of any of it, fuck them. But like I said, I mean, I listened to the interview and I thought he was really sincere. I think it came across, which makes me at least feel different about it. Like I said, I wasn't sure it wasn't all bullshit to begin with, just because of where it comes from.
I didn't think it was bullshit. I actually believed that one. And it was just kind of like, okay, so when are you finally going to admit it? And he did. So,
well, it's good.
I never thought bad about it to begin with. So I don't feel bad about it now.
Yeah. No, exactly. And you know what? I think one of the odd things is, and it's something that we learned kind of together, meeting different trans, and they call it transgender now, transsexual, transgender, whatever you want to term it, and meeting different people, they're not necessarily guys wanting to have sex with other guys.
No. Mm-mm.
Like, it was all over the map with some of them like guys, some of them like girls, some of them like guys and girls. Some of them didn't like either.
Yeah.
It was all over the map sexually.
Dude, because we've met a whole spectrum of people.
Yeah.
I love it, though. I like meeting different people because then some people look at you and like, you know, you're actually treating me like a person. It's like, yeah, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
And they're like, because I look like this or I do this. It's like, okay. Yeah. And like, John over there likes to fucking do blah, blah, blah. It's like, we're all different.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Izzard is going to be on at midnight tonight. He's a comedian that likes to cross dress. He likes to dress as a woman, but he doesn't want to be a woman.
He just likes the act of dressing up as a woman.
Yeah, whenever he does comedy specials, that's how he dresses in woman, full makeup and an outfit.
Huh.
And that's how he does it.
I know I've heard that before. I just forget.
And I wonder if he's going to now be dressed as a woman tonight. But see, he doesn't want to be a woman. He likes being a guy. He just likes to dress as a woman.
He wants to be a man dressing up as a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's like a style choice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can live with that.
He said he likes the way it feels.
No.
And I don't blame him. I know a lot of guys that like to wear women's underwear.
And they still like to have sex with girls, oddly enough.
Yes, they do.
Well,
so there.
So if any of you people out there haven't like met somebody that's transgender, transsexual, whatever, you're going to find out that you can't peg them for being gay, straight.
No.
There is no standard to it. That some of them are like boys, some of them like girls, some of them like both, and it's completely all over the map.
It's like the Blur song.
It is, and then we'll change around too, you know, because we've known men who have lived as a woman,
mm-hmm.
having sex with men, and then went to women, never thinking they would go to women, went to women, because now that they were living as a woman, liked women.
Yeah.
Like it changed it them, the act of them changed. Either way, there's no way you can peg it, so don't try to, and don't try to just figure somebody's one way or another just because they're transsexual.
Because that makes me think of the couple down in South Florida where born a woman, became a man, met the guy, was born a man, became a woman.
Yes.
And then they got together and got married.
Yes.
But for a long time, they wouldn't let them get married because one of them still had a dick.
And the woman.
The woman still had a dick. And
No. It was the man who had gone the sex change. He was completely legal. The woman, for some reason, Florida doesn't recognize her operation, whatever.
Yes.
And it's as far as she can go. However, they could have married under their original
sexes.
They could have married because they were opposite sexes born.
Uh-huh.
But then they both swapped. But the girls wasn't recognized by the government. But that's all she could do. And they still wouldn't fucking let them get married.
Yep. But then they finally did. And she finally got the surgery, too. But, I mean, it's like, if you guys can wrap your brain around that one. Sorry. It's kind of like.
Yeah. No, it's a tough one. Yeah. Because, well, it's two people switch.
Shit. Things just get confusing.
Yeah.
It's just whatever. That's what it is. I definitely have some questions to get into. Little discussion questions.
Yeah, we're gonna discuss something.
Yeah,
I thought it's generally you just tell me and I have to agree or I get hurt later. That doesn't work that way anymore. Not tonight.
I'll let tonight slide. I'll give you it's a holiday.
Okay, cool.
It's because I'm about to like take a take a hose to that.
Your pussy is completely fucking out of control.
She really is.
Yeah, I'll have to do something about that later.
Is there anything non-sexual that you'd like to see someone of the opposite sex doing?
Yeah. See, that's a trick question because everything a member of the opposite sex is doing is sexual. So really, there's nothing breathing. There's a lot of, you name it.
Okay, I guess saying not masturbating or fucking or that's what I mean.
Nope. Something that a woman does that what was the question again?
What do you enjoy watching a woman do that's not sexual, if anything?
I don't know. A lot of things, like I said, breathing. I mean, it depends on the girl and how I catch them. Well, it could be exactly. I'm just saying, you know, there's no like one thing. Why are you trying to label me? You can't label me.
Oh my God, we're so not getting into that kind of shit.
You just cut it out.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that was a question again.
Oh my God. Doesn't matter.
Oh, is there anything a woman does that's not sexual that I find attractive? But there is all kinds of things you enjoy
watching her do.
But there are lots of things depending on the woman.
Okay.
I like watching you think because you get that constant.
Shut up.
It's like a little slight strain. You're not sure if you're getting off or what.
They can't even see your face either. Cause
yeah, I know. That's the idea.
It's so not fair.
What?
All right, so the kind of confused, constipated face.
No. Well, I can't really capture your think face.
My think face.
Well, I've seen you make dissimilar faces in some of the videos we've done, too. It's the same face.
I'm concentrating on orgasming.
I don't know what you're concentrating on, but you're concentrating on something, and it's the same concentration face. You know?
I'm glad I can amuse you and entertain you.
Well, that's what you're here for, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I really guess I am. Are there any sex acts that you've ever done that you were ashamed of?
Is this going anywhere? What are we doing here? This is like 20 questions. What's up? What are you filling out my OkCupid profile?
These are some things that I wanted to talk about.
Well, how about you? Is there something that a woman? Why don't you fucking add your some?
What sense? Something that the opposite a guy does that's not sexual that turns me on?
Okay, there you go. I don't know. You've had time to think about it too. You came up with the topic.
I like to watch guys sleep in a non-creepy way.
Yeah, no, it's completely creepy. I've seen you do it.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I've opened my eyes and you've been standing there, like standing, staring at me a half inch from my face. Boom.
Had I been drinking?
Maybe.
Okay, I don't remember doing that.
Yeah,
so.
Well.
Yeah, well, nothing.
Yeah, it's creepy sometimes.
Well, sometimes guys are cute when they sleep.
Sure we are.
You are.
Okay.
Also at the grocery store.
That look of confusion, is that it?
It's just like you don't know what you're doing, and I love it.
What are you talking about? I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm going in and getting three things at a time because I'm not loading up that whole fucking cart. We're going to grab some shit, and we're going home.
See, and this is why I grocery shop.
I know I can eat tonight. We'll worry about tomorrow, and maybe I pick something up extra, so you know what I mean.
It's the weekend. Grab a banana.
See?
Just one.
And freeze it, because you might want a regular one later. It's important. It's key.
It's very important.
Completely key.
It's always key.
Crucial.
But some of the things that you're talking about, like if you're ashamed of, I mean, give you some time to think about it. I'm going to give you some examples.
I don't remember the question again. What am I ashamed of again?
It says, is there a sex act that you've that you're ashamed of?
That I've done once?
Well, have you done it multiple times that you've been ashamed every time you've done it?
Well, there are definitely a few people I've had sex with that I was like, I wouldn't say ashamed, but it's like, gee, will you stop fucking this dumb bitch already? You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily ugly, just like maybe a girl you shouldn't be fucking anymore.
It was probably me.
No, it wasn't you.
I'm surprised I'm not one of them.
Why?
Because I'm usually that person,
person?
for somebody. Would you just stop fucking this girl? Just, you know, she's not gonna leave you alone. You keep fucking her.
She's never gonna go find a home of her own if you keep just tying her up.
Quit
like
feeding
that.
The strays.
No, I mean,
she's a charity case.
I'm not like that. I'm talking about like, you know, especially exes after they were exes. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you maybe don't do that. I don't know if you did or didn't or not. I don't know, but
I wouldn't try.
Yeah, but and sometimes you know, like, what the fuck am I? What are you doing? It's like, there's a reason why I'm not with that dumb bitch now. Why am I sticking my cock in her?
So how many exes did you screw before we were kind of finalized?
What are you talking? Oh, in between? None. Zero.
Really?
No, I hadn't. I'd learned my lesson. You know what I mean?
One of your exes tried. So I don't know if you were just saying that she just tried to be nice.
No. I wasn't saying that to be nice. Yeah, she tried, but it didn't happen. But other than that, like, I don't run into exes. Haven't in a long time. But you were talking about a completely different subject other than...
I was.
I don't remember. It was something about...
sex acts you're ashamed of.
Ashamed of.
Well, like this one chick, she had a wet dream in the airplane and she was in the middle seat. Another one said, my urologist made me come hard.
I wonder if he did it intentionally, though.
Well, apparently they said that happens a lot. That happens a lot more often than you know.
Well, when they're digging around up there, sometimes they hit a good spot or what?
I guess manipulating your jiblies.
Is it that really cold speculum? Is that what does it?
I don't think that you would need a speculum unless you were going in the ass and you needed to be cranked open.
No. What if you were like just trying to fist it? Speculum would be nice.
A dude urologist. I'm not talking about a gynecologist.
No. Oh. Well, yeah, woman can have a urologist. You said.
No, I know, I know. But
I just assume girl.
His girlfriend's little brother walked in on him as he was coming in his sister's mouth.
Girlfriend walked in on him.
No, the girlfriend's little brother.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. I completely went a different direction.
Oh, God. You would...
No, the girlfriend walked in as he was coming in his sister's mouth.
Oh, that's not what I meant to say.
That'd be way worse.
Oh, God, that'd be very worse.
Sure.
While he was coming in his girlfriend's mouth, her little brother walked in.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, and he didn't understand what was going on, and he just waved to him. So the guy said all I could do was wave back because he didn't know what to do.
That was cool.
Another chick, when she was young, when she found out that sticking stuff up her puss felt good, she crammed a whole bunch of doll clothes up her snatch, and it immediately, the clothes soaked up her lady juice, and she said it was very difficult to remove, and she said she lost a dress for a day.
That's good.
I mean, I don't have my most shameful moment that pops into my head isn't like as funny as these. Like I blew some old guy in the bathroom at a bar for like $20 when I was young, and he was very old and disgusting. So that was my shameful moment.
Yeah.
Way to bring it down.
Yeah, no, you did a good job there.
I know. I'm awesome like that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm so good. You work on it. I do, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so I will have sex with you forever.
What?
I'll tell you why. Well, if you die before me.
Oh, if you die before me? If I die before you?
Yes, if you die before me.
You're going to like put my cock in a jar or something? What are you doing with it?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Kind of. All right. Well, there's this guy.
What if I want to stop having sex with you at some point, but I'm dead? How do I stop it then?
You can't.
What?
You can't stop the beat.
You're going to like post-mortem rape?
Yes. I am. But actually, you don't. You're not going to have a mouth to.
I don't even know you.
Yes, you do.
Who are you?
I am me. We are we.
Six is greater than one.
Six is greater than one. That changes everything.
It does.
Oh, my God.
I understand everything now. Holy now that I understand that six is greater than one. I was a little up in the air about it for a little while.
Oh, man.
Throughout my teens, I was really rebellious, thinking that it wasn't, but it was. So I don't know what I was thinking.
Now we've been learned.
Yeah.
Well, this young Dutch designer, he made a dildo with your lover's ashes inside.
How does he know who your lover is?
Well, when they're dead, you see here, this dude. No.
Oh, there you go.
No, I give him a list. I'm like, if these bodies come through, I want you to make a winner, well, one of each.
It could be like the dildo whisperer. Like, he knows what ashes to put in that cock for you. He knows what's going to work for you.
What does he do, like a checkup later on? It's just like, how's it working out? Get me out of here. Just let me die in peace. I thought I got away from that snatch. Never again. But this Dutch designer, he goes by his friends call him Dr. Zombie Dong.
Good job.
Yeah, but his name's Mark like Stuck and Boom.
What? His name is Mark like Stuck and Boom?
His name is Mark, last name Stirk and Boom.
Oh, good job.
Got it?
The pronunciation.
All right. Mark, Mark. Even though that's not even a Mark. See, you guys aren't even, you don't know. Whatever. That's okay. But this thing is called 21 grams, and it looks really fucking expensive. They don't know how much it's going to cost yet, but it's all gold-plated and shit, and plus they stick your husband or boyfriend or pool boy's remains inside this thing.
Does it look like you can get them out after you put them in?
It does, actually. It's weird, because it looks like that there's a screw bottom to it, which is a little odd, because it's a clear dildo, but then it's got a gold vial on the inside, so you don't even know really if it's in there unless you shake it and you can hear it like pepper. But the whole fucking person isn't gonna fit in this little vial that's inside this dildo. I've seen cremains, and it's a, you get a big bag of a body. I mean, you get a bag. I mean, it's a good, I don't know, 6 cups of ash and stuff. Anyway,
well, you don't want to put the whole body up your snatch, do you? Do you really got to go like entire body on that?
Well, no.
No?
No, I just want to know what they do with the rest of it. So the product's name is 21 grams. The 21 grams is in reference to the 19th century belief that the soul weighed the exact amount of 21 grams. In fact, the urn inside the glass blown dildo can hold exact weight. It says of the dead guy ashes.
Well, that wasn't medieval, I don't think. There was a doctor in like the 19th century that was weighing people as they died and trying to calculate how much
from the soul.
Yeah, exactly.
See the soul weighing if they actually, but it was just like their last breath that was coming out.
Yeah, I don't know what they figured out, but it was something like that. So anyway, yeah. Katie's world.
So yeah, I'm guessing though they're also only putting 21 grams inside the box. Well, this box has an iPod deck. Oh, just what you need. An iPod deck. Also has a perfume holder, too. Comes a little atomizer. So what, you can, like, spray this smell of stinky snatch off of your...
Well, I really like to fuck the music, whether I'm dead or not. I really need my jams, or my cock isn't going to work, and nobody's going to be happy.
Need my jams so you can jam.
Yep. Something.
It comes with a gold key, like a gold key necklace, or, well, you don't have to wear it on your neck, but it's really pretty, and that's what you use to open the box, and it like opens up kind of like a music box, but it's really pretty. It actually looks very, very she, very posh.
Well, it does. For what, they're charging like $13 billion for that fucking thing or something, aren't they?
Probably.
It's like super expensive.
It is, but they don't say how much.
They don't say. Oh, it's like the unlisted menu item.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of
special.
Then I had someone say, like, oh, I'd rather have make, you know, my husband into a diamond. I was like, well, they're not going to use the whole guy for this, so why don't you just put up some of that and the rest into a diamond? Because they do that now, too, with bodies.
They put them into diamonds?
Yeah, they compress them into diamonds.
Yeah.
And shit.
I don't know. I don't really want to jam on a dead body, really, like that. I mean, I don't, and it's not a dead body. It's just, I don't understand, like, feeling close. I mean, it's cool that you can always think of the person when you see that object because, you know, there's some kind of a physical thing there. But, you know, having, like, some people are really into that shit. Like,
they are.
They're with me, Katie. They're still with me right here on my neck. And that's their gig, but I just don't feel it. You know what I mean?
Like, my mother's friend, her husband carried around his Doberman in a little, like, dice bag with him all the time.
I mean, everybody kind of does that differently. I mean, you know, like I said, it'd be cool, but I wouldn't go way, way out of my way to do it, you know?
No.
Wow, your pussy is way...
Yeah, so why don't we hop into a break?
We're going to hop into it?
We're going to hop into that break like bunny. Bunny, bunny, bunny.
Just like
so, yeah, tell us what you think. Check it out. Name it. Let's go.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Sometimes we're going to we're talking about the guys with the sex dolls.
No.
Dude, but these
still
things,
on sex mountain.
I know, we've already moved past that now. Let's go to Sex Mountain. Polly, Sex Mountain. I do.
So they actually had like the tiny dolls? Were they dressed as like kids? Because that is disturbing.
Well, I mean, what would be... I mean, they didn't... I'll show you the picture. You can determine it for yourself. It creeped me out, okay? And some of them were the really expensive ones, the real dolls. Some of them were like real-ish dolls. They were...
$39.95.
Okay, at least... But at least they weren't inflatable. I mean, they were like the real dolls, but they were like kind of like a knockoff.
Yeah. It was like the Walmart version of the real doll.
Yeah, I guess so, kind of.
The
wall doll. Well, they do have Harvey Wallbangers.
Oh, boy.
It's a vibrating pussy that you can stick to the wall of your shower, any flat surface, actually, and you can fuck it. Well, guys can fuck it, but then they have suction cups for girls, but the Harvey Wallbanger is for the dudes. It's kind of creepy looking, but hey, whatever floats your boat, you know? I'm all about guys and sex toys. I think that... There should be more of them for you.
I think that the reason why you don't see a lot of them is because the few they have work really fucking good and it's hard to improve on.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they have a whole, like, an Eros has a whole fucking line of prostate toys and shit like that. And, you know, I think I should check them out. It doesn't make you gay.
You don't have
just
prostate.
Just so let you know.
You know you don't have prostate.
Yeah, I know, but I've talked to several guys who own several of them and they tell me about it.
So you're directly talking to me. You want to play with the prostate toy.
No, I don't. I want to stick other things. I don't want the prostate toy. Fuck that. I want some strap it on.
Strap on a prostate toy.
You know what? I really could.
I don't know if that would be awesome or not. I'm not thinking so. This thing's got a weird little bend.
That's because they're not meant to be.
Yeah,
fucked. They're meant to just stick it and left there.
Maybe slightly jiggled a little. I don't think you're supposed to
wiggle
like, it. Put a pound
just
on them.
Just a little bit. Ooh, that's a way back when. La, 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 la. So yeah, but these things can range from like $6,000 to $50,000 depending on what you want to do. I've been to this, and a lot of them, they said that they're, like, a lot of guys said they got them for companionship, like, after their wife died.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, but they're all young, so it's like, you can't leave me forever!
I mean, you would think, you know, who would want to spend 50 grand on a real doll, whatever. But, like, if we had 50 grand, you know we'd want a real doll just to have one.
Of course.
Like, I don't think I would make it, like, a lifestyle choice, but I would hang around with it, I'd bring it places, what the fuck?
Well, yeah.
It'd be fun.
Especially if you need a carpool.
Yeah. You have friends over, you make them fuck the doll. Fuck the doll.
You make them fuck the doll. You fuck the doll. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's like, woo, you're a little aggressive.
Yeah. We could go Cosby on it.
Oh.
Yeah, slip it little pills. You pretend.
So you take pictures of it, and then we'd probably get in trouble with police. Like, oh my God, why'd you do? You drugged that poor girl. It's like, dude.
Oh, yeah, you should see the video. We did worse. Really.
Okay. Ew. Wonder how easy those things are to clean. Because, I mean,
well, it's like any other sex toy. It's just getting it, I mean, in the crevices. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but sex toys are normal. Well, other, like, fucking, like, flashlights and shit, they're a lot smaller and easy to, you know, not, you got fucking thighs and an ass and all internal shit, and I mean, how?
So it's a turkey basically for.
I mean, so, sorry, I gotta douche my doll. She had a long weekend, she's getting a little ripe. Trying to get in there a little later, else I want to be clean.
They recognize her.
I like tacos and burritos.
And now, on with the show.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls. Hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house. Make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it. Tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't stay, I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make
shake that ass just like a porn star.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. So what'd you guys think? I crack myself up. I really do.
Because you just giggle your little ass off when you're listening to it sped up like that.
I do. Because I don't think that it's me.
Yeah. It's somebody else.
It is. It's not me. And it makes me laugh.
Yeah. I've listened to a ton of your shows like that. That's why I've listened to a lot of them, like especially the sex talk shows, just to like blast through them. So
the sex talk sped up.
Yeah, no. We have other clips of stuff like that too. You forget the caffeinated thing, and there's a couple of that I've done short clips for you before. And you've had them, but anyway, you seem to like it. So
I do. I like it a lot.
Enjoy yourself sped up 1.4 times. It seems to be the magic thing for you. And like 1.41, then you don't like it. You're not like a pie girl. You're like a 1.4.
Sorry.
Whatever. You're close to pie.
I'm close to pie. I can really smell it.
Yeah.
Smell like pie.
Yeah.
Smell it.
Wow, it lingers a little. What are you going to do?
I will waft it your way.
I will waft it in your general direction. Yeah.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Yeah, of course.
Had to.
No. Look it up, kids. I'm telling you again. Just fucking look it. I'm not even going to try to explain Monty Python to any of you fuckers. Ever.
Look it up, kids.
Yeah.
All right, so seals today have
anybody get you somehow?
Yeah.
I did.
Apparently the Antarctic may be a hot spot for documenting disturbing animal sex acts.
Yeah.
Yeah, this explorer George
the Antarctic is the northern capital of seal porn central. Is that
well,
what you're saying?
Well, it's not just seals are they're being dirty.
What?
Well, mostly first it was the penguins.
Oh, okay.
The penguins, because they were caught engaging in necrophilia, sexual coercion, and sex abuse with the babies.
Sure,
with
they
the chicks.
Were. They're fucking nasty penguins.
But now scientists have observed a seal having a sex with a penguin.
Well, and the thing about penguins is. Everybody like trusts them because they're in a monogamous, you know, relationship. Is that really smart? Really, are they the smartest animals for pairing up with one bitch their entire life? They're fucking birds, man. They're fucking birds. They try to find each other after like completely separating. What the fuck is their problem?
Going through all the snow and turmoil and all crap, not eating.
Yeah. It sounds like they have almost like an Asperger's or something where it's like, oh no, I can't meet anybody else. Fuck that. Fuck that. That's too hard. That's too fucking hard.
Well, they don't have to. They screw their children. They have sex with dead penguins, and they get fucked by seals.
So, well, they're liberated birds, man. The sexual freedom in Antarctica is very important.
Jesus. Well, they once thought that this only happened in 2006, like one time, but apparently it happened three more times after that. And.
I like how you have the exact stats on it, too.
They do, because they have it documented.
Yeah? Well, okay.
I don't know if they're... Whatever. And they said the incident may have occurred because the seal was frustrated or sexually inexperienced, using the penguins as testers, you know, as practice.
Yeah.
It's about the numbers game.
Well, he was just trying to teabag them. We saw it on YouTube. That's how everybody does shit like that. They saw a gay person once, so they, you know, it rubbed off on them.
Well, they were saying that actually that with the other seals getting in on the action, that it might have been a learned...
learned behavior?
Yeah, learned behavior. Mm. That they saw one seal do it, so they're like, oh.
Fuck the penguins, obviously.
We can do
that? Little things.
Cool. Let's just... Well, because it doesn't matter if they're male or female, they both have a cloaca, birds. It's because they don't have external sex organs. It's true. So when they go to have sex, they stick their little they stick their suction cups together, and that's how sperm transfers. Well, they noticed that it was a male that had gotten raped by the seal the first time because there's blood around the cloaca.
Oh, you know, you're using the long words again. The cloaca, huh? So they both have cloaca.
Yes, the cloaca is where they go to the bathroom, where they have sex, where they lay eggs. Everything comes out of that, goes in and out of the one hole.
Like a like the all around shoot, the fuck shoot, the poop shoot, the pee shoot.
Yeah.
No.
I think the things that they got it. You think?
I don't know. I'm trying to understand it. What are you talking about?
You don't have to try to understand it.
Oh boy.
It's okay. All right. I don't know. We don't have to go out that one.
I dropped my paper and now I don't know where I'm at.
No, I know. I'm good.
Sure you are.
This guy, this Hungarian man, injected his cock with Vaseline in hopes that it would make him bigger.
Come on.
However, all it did would end up making his manhood swollen and lumpy.
Sure. Well,
I love my lumps.
It says right on it, it's a petroleum product. Are you going to fucking drink motor oil, Dippy? Well, would you like... What?
Maybe he doesn't understand because they put petroleum jelly in a lot of things. Lotion, but then again, why would you
don't
stick
eat
lotion?
Lotion and you don't fucking ingest it? It says it on there. Don't eat this shit.
Well, maybe he doesn't think ingesting is the same as injecting.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old, so he's just dumb and young.
He wouldn't know who Monty Python was either.
So he followed advice from one of his genius friends who suggested this to him. His friend told him to do it, so he did it.
His friend was just fucking with him. He wanted to see if he'd do it, and he did it.
Yeah, I wonder if you could press down on the lumps and it like squishy or, you know, like, kind of like formed a mold. Turned a silly putty.
How do you inject fucking Vaseline? Like, what do you get, a fucking industrial pump? How's that work?
No, you could get,
I mean, Vaseline's a thick, viscous kind of a thing. Pushing it through any kind of a nozzle that's smaller than,
I could have used the turkey injector.
A McDonald's straw. That's a pretty big fucking injector.
Yeah, it is.
That's no playtime there.
No. So imagine ramming that under the skin of your dizzle.
Yeah, no. No.
I don't know why. I just made me think of a guy who I'm friends with on Facebook called Dick Pretzel.
Friends with the Illuminati, I heard.
We all are. We all are. So he had to stop having sex with his wife because it was too painful.
Sure he did.
He said he wants to have more children, but he can't have sex and he may lose his family. He said every day is difficult because it's very painful and it's bleeding. He said it was the worst mistake of his life and he doesn't feel like a real man.
Now, the $1 million question is his cock really that small for him to like do something stupid like that? Or was he just being a moron? I mean, to be a moron. I mean, if he had a really tiny cock, if he had a really tiny cock, maybe I feel bad for him a little bit, you know?
Well, it didn't have a picture of his cock though.
I mean, it's kind of like making fun of a dude for having a micro peni.
But he's going to be on the latest TLC beauty disasters.
Of course.
Where it's a plastic surgery. It's like botched. So, yeah. Saying it's not a pretty sight. It's inflamed and sore and it's misshapen.
Yeah.
He said the foreskin was 15 times more swollen than it should be at the scar tissue that surrounded the Vaseline, causing painful lumps.
So he had
a sweater.
Yeah.
It's a sweater.
Oh, man. So,
yeah.
That's
gross.
Not good.
So they ended up performing a procedure to remove the scar tissue, which would allow healthier tissue to grow. And he said he's much better now. It's healing well. It's pain-free and it's working. And he can even have sex with his wife again.
Wow. What a moron.
Guys, just leave your dicks alone.
Well, I mean, if you feel like, do whatever you want to him. Just don't cry to me when you hurt it. That's
all right, fine. I'll go with that.
I mean, sometimes you got to... Somebody's got to, like, inject their cock with Vaseline to learn a lesson, you know?
Or the one that poured concrete in the other guy's butt.
Yeah.
5 pounds of concrete and a snooker ball.
And a snooker ball.
Yeah, and a snooker ball.
Cool.
Was inside the rectum.
And the funny thing is you know, when concrete's hardening, it heats up. It heats up really hot.
Really?
Yeah, it does. You wouldn't. Oh yeah, it's the fucking whatever the hell that's in the concrete. I don't know. It's some chemical reaction that's going on, and it heats up. It gets hot.
As it cures.
Yeah. And depending on the concrete mix, it like faster drying concrete mixes, you know, get hot as balls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Makes it a little worse, I guess. I don't know.
You guess? I would think so.
Well, it's pretty bad to begin with. You know, the heat's like a side effect after dumping 5 pounds of sand mix up your ass.
Oh, Lord.
With a snooker ball.
Yeah. This is one that I kind of wanted to talk to you about because this is a little interesting. 941-421-0401 is the number to call if you want to get in on this. This was titled "Man Born Without a Dick Claims He's Banged Over 100 Women."
Okay.
All right.
Wait, was he?
This guy Andrew Worldly. He was born without a dick, but it says it hasn't stopped him from sleeping with over 100 women. He's 40 years old. He's from the UK. He's got an extremely rare defect called penile.
He's missing cock.
Missing cock disease.
He's got missing. We're paraphrasing here.
Error 404, which occurs one in every 5 to 6 million births. So he said he's only told about 20%, of the women about his condition. One reportedly punched him in the face. I don't know why she would punch him in the face if he's like, I have no dick. I don't understand.
She really wanted to get fucked.
Well, apparently he can still fuck, like he straps it on or something.
Well, you're the one who's supposed to have the answers. Don't look at me like I have the answer. I don't have an answer.
Okay, well, he said he's tired of his lies and he plans to come out of the no-cock closet with another upcoming TLC documentary.
I know some other people that should really join him. But
that takes us through a year of his life. This thing is going to be on June 11th and it's going to feature his journey to a fully functioning cock. So he's going to get one attached. He's going to have an added dick to me.
Come on.
He's going to get one put on.
It's an added dick to me?
No, I just made that up. Get it added dick to me.
Oh, okay. That's
but
good.
But
I don't know.
He's going to get one.
I can't work.
What?
Hey, easy there. Stop wrecking shit. You're like a
Came
fucking
like a
Godzilla
ball.
Tonight.
Damn.
Godzilla. No, smash Godzilla. So large. So big.
I'm going to kick you right
all I can hear
in
is
the
pussy.
Benoit. Well,
that's,
yeah,
that's all I can hear.
I know.
I have that reoccurring pussy thing going on. I don't know what's going on with that.
Wait, but getting the, he's going to go through four operations and grafting muscles and skin from his forearm. That's how he's going to get his dick.
So like when he jerks off, it jerks off. Like he
does
doesn't
himself.
Actually have to touch it. He just feels like he's okay.
The ghost forearm
muscle.
Oh my God. This is why he hasn't provided any details. He was able to keep his boner deficiency a secret during his relationships to all those past hookups. So I want to know, what the fuck, do you use toys, strap-ons? Is he good at oral? I mean, is his fingers like a fucking guitar player? I mean, like, how do you bang women, and what do you use? And how can you say what you cannot do or you did not do use? Whatever.
Whatever.
I
obviously he's just got an active imagination. He counts the cam girls as actual hookups, you know.
Well, obviously he doesn't masturbate.
What do you mean? Obviously, maybe he has an outlet. Obviously, he urinates somehow. I mean, there's a urethra. There could be a place for ejaculate to come flying out of.
What if he's got just like a little weird button?
He's a squirter. Whatever it is, who knows? Well, I'm going to watch the special now. Now you got me wanting to watch a fucking some no cock special.
Didn't they add a dick to me?
Yeah, dick to me. Stat.
Gotta watch the add a dick to me.
Stat. Bring the Vaseline. We have to do an emergency add a dick to me.
Oh, not the Vaseline.
ER3.
ER3?
Stat. It's an emergency. Yeah, of course.
Stat.
Stat.
You want a big one? Can I make it my vision? Let's just cut the sweater off. You don't need it anymore. Oh, God. Would they give him one with foreskin, you think?
What one? Who what?
With the guy who's getting the cock.
Dick to me?
Would they give him foreskin?
Well, he's British, but maybe.
What the hell does being British have to do with having a foreskin?
Well, hey, there's a lot of European men aren't cut. And generally, people kind of want to be what they're used to, whether they grew up around people who were cut or uncut. That's kind of what the way they roll is the way they were around. And a lot of European dudes have sweaters. England is in Europe. Yes.
So I wonder what it's going to look like when you unsheath it. like if it looks like it's actually got a head on it, if it looks like, you know, like a sandworm from Tremors, or, you know,
they're gonna CGI in something like from Dune. So that's gonna happen.
So every time he takes his pants off, they're gonna have some sort of like,
yeah, some ninth dimensional matter in a three dimensional container.
It's the eye underwear.
Yeah,
it projects an image right there. Yeah. So whenever you show anyone, they look down like, oh,
it's coming out next year.
It is
after The Watch.
Well, they're gonna have a lightsaber edition too. It's like, I see a Schwartz is as big as mine.
Look it up. That's all I gotta say. Fucking look it up.
Thighmaster finally came out with a brand new
version. I heard of that. Genius.
And you wonder why they haven't thought of this before. 25 years it finally took to make a different version of the Thighmaster. So, and Suzanne Summers is still hawking it.
What is it?
What's it vibrates.
On? Does it?
It does.
Does it? Does it get the G? Is it G-spot vibrator or what?
It's like a clitoral vibrator. Come because, on. No, because where the... Where it comes together, where the muscle spring of it is, whatever, the thigh flaps, the connection point.
Yeah, the
you're
thigh
supposed
flaps.
To put that
engineering term.
You're supposed to put that on your crotch, and that vibrates. It's supposed. She's like, and they're trying to be serious when she's doing it, and they said they can hardly keep from laughing. Like, oh yeah, and it's supposed to move the hormones and everything around your body. And it's like, really? It's a vibrator.
Well, good, good.
While you work out,
good. I want to see that infomercial now with Suzanne Summers, though.
Well, here's the thing, though. When she was giggling and talking about it like this, she was on the Wendy Williams show.
Oh, fuck that Wendy Williams. I don't like her anymore.
I don't really care for her much anymore either.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. Just that some of the shit she says is completely fucking ignorant. Anyway, moving on.
I used to like her too.
I don't know what her gig is with the whole fucking. She really fucking is hating on the Bruce Jenner guy.
She was.
She's like being a complete Trainee hater. That's horrid. And Trainees are like your favorite people in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so.
Fire away. Shoot.
50 Shades of Grey might be getting a little darker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently.
They have to make it unsuck. They have to unsuck it.
Apparently, her husband, E.L. James, the one who apparently wrote the book, her husband is going to be writing the screenplay for the sequel.
Okay.
Now, there's rumors.
Is he
saying,
like an electrician? Or?
No, he oh. Let me tell you.
It's fucking close. Come on.
Leonard's also written for British TV shows. Air Force One is Down, Wire in the Blood, and he wrote the screenplay for such smash hits as Horatio Hornblower 3.
Good job. He could be underrated. You never know. You never know.
So, yeah. He also is the author of a book series called the Crusher series.
Surprised I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, shocked. It's about construction and stuff.
All right.
So that's what I was like, okay. So,
it'll be awesome.
And they're absolutely can't wait to see this train wreck.
Well, I mean...
You look
were
at
there, were
too.
There a lot of people who liked that? Did a lot of people like that movie? I don't know. I'm asking you. I really have no. I mean,
a lot of people liked it at all.
Okay, so the disappointed millions of book reading fans, are they going to go to see a number two? You think?
Of course they are.
Yeah. If they were disappointed in the first one, you think they're going to go see a second?
Yes. Some people are going to see it to see if it's any better. Some people are going to see it because they actually did like it. And some people are going to see it just out of sheer curiosity. What was that face that you just made?
That's some goddamn tart crystal light. Bow!
Oh, actually, yeah, it's lemonade and mango together.
Is that what's going on there?
They were out of the regular stuff in three places. So.
Wow.
It's a pretty popular beverage that we like. So.
Because it's awesome. That's why... Tasty.
If you guys want to know, Crystal Light.
Don't tell them. They're gonna fucking come to our store. Fuck that. Fuck that. You can't have it. Go find your own mango Crystal Light green tea. Peach. I just fucking said it.
Yeah, damn. She did. That's what I was like, what are you doing?
Don't drink it. It's got shit in it that's no good for you.
It's got GMOs in it.
It's got lots of
preservatives. Artificial saccharin. Really. Aspartame.
It's horrible for you.
Give you cancer.
I don't know how we're still alive right now.
Plug up your bung.
It does something.
Make it sterile.
Or shit for a week.
My tits fell off.
Yeah, you lost me. My tits fell off. I was going to go anal leakage. I'm going to leave it. At tits fell off. That's a good one.
I was going to say nipples, but tits just came out.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought you were going to still keep it going. We're
well,
on a roll.
Anal leakage. That's where I was headed, but you tits fell off. And that's really, after that, you really need to seek medical attention immediately.
Maleical.
Is that too?
Sure.
Take four.
There's a building in Brooklyn. I got to ask Dave
there's
about
lots
this.
Lots of buildings in Brooklyn.
I'm sure there is.
Made out of stone?
But is it brown?
Let him in. What are you doing? You know you're doing a radio show. You realize that, right?
Yeah, and I'm having fun, so okay. Whatever. But there's a building in Brooklyn that's been awarded a very dubious title.
Yeah.
Yes. The residents of the most sex complaints filed to neighbors to the 311. Now, is the 311 a non-emergency police number?
Maybe they might have like a special complaint line in New York. Maybe I don't know.
That's
are we
what
supposed
I'm
to
thinking.
I'm gonna have to Google it now.
I think you're gonna have to because
I'm gonna have to push extra buttons.
Extra buttons.
Jesus Christ!
Because I know Dave's not listening to me right now.
He might be listening. You
no, his
know.
Son's in town and he's been hanging out with a friend.
Maybe they do like a. Oh, I'm not even gonna say.
No,
it, I'm not gonna
don't.
Get into that. No, I really had it. It would have been funny, but I can't do it. What was that? Looking up 311.
Yes, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn?
Yes. They said that this one possible place, it accounts for 5% of all noise complaints in New York City.
Hmm.
So, and I'm assuming that New York has a lot of noise complaints because it seems like a pretty noisy place. I don't know. I need to travel more. I would like to travel more, get out and see stuff.
It is.
A complaint line?
Well, yeah, 311's mission is to provide the public with quick, easy access to all New York City government services and information while maintaining the highest possible level of customer service. I don't know what the fuck that means.
It means it's an extra line. It's a overflow line.
Yeah, no, so it's like just city government. So it's like where people call to complain. Well, one of the things they can do there.
Yeah, call the bitch line.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care.
311 service request map. They have all kinds of weird shit. Anyway.
Well, between January 1st and February 15th, there was 133 complaints about this one couple,
apartment.
This
ooh.
One couple having
wow.
doing the dirty. Wow. Yeah, and they said that they were because they were being too loud at inappropriate times.
Oh, shit.
Now, there's two questions. All right. Well, where are you supposed to have sex if you're not at home?
I don't know.
I could think it would bunch, but
that are legal, not so many.
Yeah, exactly.
It's there.
And it says, why would you call any government entity about the sex instead of just posting about it on Facebook and collecting pity likes from your friends? It says you don't call the authorities on your neighbor when your kid is down the hall practicing a trumpet all afternoon, do you? Well, unless your neighbor's also cooking meth while having sex, which is kind of impressive. Maybe invest in some earplugs instead of calling 311 or, I don't know, logging a formal complaint in hopes the police might investigate.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, or you could just let them fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, they said they weren't, you know, says, I'm not sure what they were doing, but the woman was moaning and screaming, oh yeah, oh, do it to me. I know that was so sad and sexy. And there's another complaint. Says the man, he wanted to remain anonymous because he didn't want to anger his landlord. Said, I'm not a prude, but there are kids in the building and it's just ridiculously loud amount of noises being made at the time. Oh my God. At the first time, another woman yelled out of her window, shut your fucking windows, you goddamn whore. It says, no, you are a prude. And who also has no idea how children are made. Luckily, there's a public library, and I might add, if you go to those public libraries, you might see one or two cam girls making a buck.
Well, the one, but she's getting tired of paying fines, so I don't think you're going to see her too much anymore now.
Says they could teach you a little bit of thing about human reproduction, and I think that the children would be much more traumatized by a woman screaming about horrors than a few moans and groans. Anyway, it just goes on to say a bunch of stuff, like it, you know, more complaints about the same place, and they're still there. They said it's been quiet, though, over the winter. It gets quiet. But during the summer,
it gets cold now. And not I on think Shabbos it would, either.
I think I don't fuck on Shabbos.
No.
I think it would be different, though. I think you'd fuck more in the winter because you're cold and you want to warm up than you would in the summer when it's fucking hot. And apparently people upstate, like, I mean, up in that area, they don't have AC.
Well, and really, what do either one of us know about winter? We don't know a fucking thing about a fucking thing. No, we were both born and raised in Florida, South Florida.
It's 40 degrees outside. Oh, my God, we're going to die. And everyone's like, yeah, fucking what's his nuts from Saskatoon? My scorchy babe. Yeah, it was negative 20 out.
Yeah.
It's like, God,
no fucking way.
Damn.
No way. No fucking way. I mean, I spent 2 weeks in winter once. That was about it. You know, I spent a few weeks here and there, and that is quite enough of winter for me.
A couple ever. Days.
Like, couple fuck days. That. That's a real pain in the ass. I don't know how you people do it. I really don't, and I feel bad for you. But, you know, God damn, man, you can live further south. There's nothing like completely forcing you to live where it's at. God. No.
Well, people say the same thing about how it's so flippin' hot.
Yeah, but
here.
I'm going to tell you what. When it's 110 degrees out, all right, or it doesn't even get 110 usually. Usually, I mean, maybe in the 90s, just fucking humid as balls. So, you know, 100 degrees outside, it still takes you 10 minutes to get to the fucking store. And you're probably going to get there and back in one piece. You fucking go to winter, go for a loaf of bread. 4 hours later, you've shoveled the driveway. You had to fucking clean 5 sidewalks for the neighbors because they saw you doing yours. Then you had to drive. You got into a fucking car wreck. And then you had to walk back in a fucking sleet storm just to go get some fucking bread.
Yeah, that does sound really sucky.
Screw that.
Sounds terrible.
It gets hot, and what do? We just stay inside. Fuck it.
Go to the beach. Go to the pool.
Yeah. Something nice. Damn, I'll take some heat over some frozenness.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here for tonight. Make sure you check out kinkykatieradio.com. It's coming back. There is video. Dr. Starhorror is on there, so you should go check it out. 18 Giggity. And older only.
Yeah, that's
and
my,
it's free.
My pick, personally.
Yes. So, yeah, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, Kinky Katie Radio. Check me out, check it out, and stick to my Twitter and Facebook. I'll let you know what's been going on, what will be going on. Anyway, kisses on your pink parts. I love you. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.